HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
And I'm going to tell you to do Intuitive Soul and Friends because this is going to air on Friday. But that's okay because we're here both on Wednesday and we'll be re-airing this on the last Friday of the month because that's Tom's regular time. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and today we have Thomas Campbell with us. And I know that everybody that listens to my show with Tom, I go on it and say the exact same things, but I have to say that I always love having Tom on the show because he brings an incredibly different perspective to things. I'm always excited to have you, Tom, because you have such a gentle energy, and I love what you have to say. So I'm always excited to have you. Thanks for being with us, Tom.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure to be here, Lori. I always have a good time with you, and we chat. It's always a lot of fun.
It is. Now, Tom can be found in several different ways. If you Google him, or if you go onto YouTube and Google and search for Tom Campbell or Thomas Campbell, he has a variety, just like more information than you could possibly listen to. Hours and hours and hours of footage, videos that he's done with workshops and talks, and it's just, you can get a lot of information. He also wrote a series of books called My Big Toe. So there's three books. And so his website is My Big Toe, but hyphens in between. So my-big-toe.com. Again, Google his name. You can find out a lot of information about him. He comes from a science background, so very different from my background, which is much more metaphysic as well as in the social work. But when we come together, we always come from the same place, which again, is what I love about Tom. So I wrote a very interesting article this month, and it's just because I've been going through some physical pain with something called frozen shoulders, and I have two of them. So it's been, you know, very interesting, but I have to say that I got more responses out of that article than I have on any article that I've written. And so I thought we would talk about pain, and we can look at it from, you know, individual as well as collectively, because we certainly have a lot of it going on these days. Apparently, it's not just me. We seem to be having a lot of people going through different things. And I wonder, you know, in the article when I wrote it was, you know, what is the divine message? What is the divine purpose of pain? And, you know, I know that it's there to wake us up, to get us to look at certain areas of our lives. For me, it seems to be I'm not looking at the stress in my life, or had not been acknowledging where I've been putting it and not been acknowledging that it's actually been there, thinking that it wasn't. And so it's really made me much more aware of things that are going on. But Tom, tell us what you see as pain.
Okay, well, you have to look at pain from several different perspectives. Because there's several different causes and several different ways of interpreting the pain.
Totally. Not just physical. Emotional.
Yeah, right. It's not just physical. Matter of fact, a great deal of our pain is self-created and is emotional and spiritual. But we have physical pain, and you have to remember that the mind leads and the body follows. So it is your mind. It is your consciousness. You know, your will, your spirit, your soul, you know, however you want to describe that. That is the primary thing in your reality. That's fundamental. And the body is a virtual body, and it follows the mind. So if you, like you were saying, if you have frustration and anxiety and stress and all these sorts of things, that gets us back now to the mental, emotional, and spiritual pain. When you have these things, the body will manifest the difficulties, the problems, the anxiety that you're having gets manifested physically because, again, the body is a representation of you, the mind, or you, the consciousness. So there's a relationship generally between what's going on with our bodies and what's going on with us at a at a non-physical level. Now, that being said, it's not always the case. You know, you can be, you can end up with physical pain, you know, kind of randomly, if you will. You know, somebody may suddenly pull their car, you know, in front of you and crash, or run into the back of you, or while walking on ice, you might slip. And though sometimes these things are also part of a creation of the inner world, they don't have to be. In other words, everything in our experience is not planned or a result of a planned activity or a result of an attitude. Some things happen to us just randomly, just because they do. You know, you may hurt yourself and get some pain because that's just happens to be the way that particular cookie crumbled. When you were hammering in that nail, you missed and hit your thumb. And it's not necessarily because, you know, of some problem elsewhere in your life. It may have just happened. So we have all sorts of, you know, all sorts of reasons for pain. But often the physical pain is a derivative of the non-physical pain. And that means that when we have those pains, we need to start looking about where the source of that pain is. Where does that come from? What am I to learn from this pain? Of course, one of the things you'll learn is that you need to go through, I guess, physical therapy and exercises to unfreeze those shoulders. And you need to be very consistent and regular and pay a lot of attention to the physical body. But like you said, that's probably not the whole reason. It's probably an attention getter. And often it's not that you're trying to get other people's attention, although sometimes that's it. It's trying to get your attention, trying to get you to approach your life a little differently.
Yeah, definitely. I keep hearing, but, you know, part of it, I think, is the part-time job that I chose, which seems to re-injure it every day. But yes, it's been very interesting because it's definitely made me much more aware of how, one, certainly my stress levels impact the pain that I experience, as well as also knowing that, you know, I know that if I get the right thing or whatever it is that is this lesson that it's being taught, that it probably can go away as quickly as it came. However, it's still in the process of learning. But so, right. So a lot of people are experiencing some form of pain, and it doesn't really matter whether it's physical or mental or emotional or spiritual. We all seem to, it all seems to manifest somewhere in our lives, whether it's a physical or it's a mental or it's an emotional or it's a spiritual. And I think collectively we seem to be going through a lot more. And I know that you brought in astrology. Like, there's a few things that we can do to look at to manage our pain or to heal our pain. But a lot of people seem to be going through some sort of process. And yes, I'm experiencing physical as well as the mental and emotional and spiritual. But there are some where it doesn't really matter whether it's physical. Everything seems to impact us, and we have to find a way to, I guess, find the balance within our lives. Like, there's something that's out of balance if it's being presented into your life.
Well, yes. You know, there's lots of things that touch on pain. One is that's we are motivated more by pain than by the lack of it. In other words, if something hurts enough, then we kind of decide that we need to do something about it. If it just feels good, we don't want to do anything about it. We want to just let that ride and let it stay exactly the way it is. So our motivation to change things, to grow, to become, is unfortunately more piqued and more motivated by pain than it is by anything else. Secondly, pain is often in the interpretation. When we talk about physical pain, that's not so true. But even actually physical pain is true. You know, the people who have what is it? They have an illness of some sort that has gives them chronic pain.
Fibromyalgia.
Well, they have two choices. They can either take drugs and basically be kind of out of it, you know, for the rest of their life, or they can live with the pain. Well, they've found that these people can be taught to eliminate their pain just from learning to modify their attitude and the way they focus on their pain. You know, our focus has a lot to do with our pain. And you know that when you have a headache, say, your head hurts, but then if you get involved in something really interests you and you kind of get focused on it, you forget all about that headache. And then, you know, when you're not focused, you start focusing, you know, you're not focused on something else. You start focusing on that headache and, oh, it gets, you know, it gets terrible again. Or you go to the dentist and as you sit in that chair, you're thinking, oh, no, this is going to hurt. And you're focused on that pain. And even something that you might not normally even notice will feel excruciating at that time because you're so focused on the pain. So part of our pain has to do with the way we define that pain. And that's true of emotional pain as well. So pain has a lot of dimensions to it. It's one of our great teachers. The reason, you know, you say that most people deal with pain, most people deal with, you know, life isn't the way they'd like to have it. Things aren't quite right. Relationships have problems. Work has problems. You know, it's just, we seem that our life is very problematical. Well, that's because generally the way we're approaching our life. We approach our life with ego and with fear. Guarantee you'll find pain. If you approach it with expectations, wants, needs, desires, things have to be the way you want them to be. You don't like people being the way you don't want them to be, and you wish they would change, you know, that kind of a attitude will create pain. You will always be in and around pain and having pain. You'll go from one painful situation to the other. As soon as one relationship kind of clears up or is no longer painful, another one will, you know, take its place. And that's sort of a conservation of misery, if you will. And that's because the source of that pain is really yourself. It's your ego. It's your fear. It's your expectations. You want things to be a certain way. You want people to be a certain way. You want to be treated a certain way. You want respect. You want all these things from other people. And that's a problem. You need to modify that lifestyle and modify those attitudes, and then you'll find that most of that pain just disappears. So pain is mostly self-created, but not always. You know, again, random things just happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes pain is, you know, is a wake-up call. Things get serious enough. You keep stuffing stress under the rug and under the rug until finally it gets serious enough that pain's the wake-up call. It says, hey, you know, something needs to change here. You know, you need to do things differently. So if we just say, well, you know, what I'll do is erase the symptoms. I'll take aspirin, you know, I'll take anti-inflammatories, I'll do whatever. All that does is you know, that's the Band-Aid to help get rid of the symptoms. It's not the solution to get rid of the problem. And also, you know, pain seems to travel in bunches. Often there is groups of people who all kind of share pain and commiserate together, you know, and they kind of help keep the pain rolling, if you will, among those groups. You know, families are like that. You probably know some families where, you know, they spend most of their time fussing and fuming with each other, and it's all very painful. Well, that's it's a self-perpetuating pain group, if you will, rather than a self-perpetuating, you know, feel good and grow up group. It's a group that wallows in pain, and they tend to define themselves in terms of their pain and in terms of, you know, what's not going right in their life. That's how they see themselves. They don't see themselves as an independent consciousness, you know, out, you know, growing to become love and that sort of stuff. They see themselves as this person who has these problems, and they define themselves in terms of their problems, and all that does, of course, is just keeps the pain going. So most pain is self-created.
All right. Well, we will come back and discuss more of that when we come back from break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tom Campbell. Tom can be found on the internet in a couple of different ways. Probably the easiest is to just Google his name, either Tom Campbell or Thomas Campbell. You can find him on YouTube. You can find his website, my-big-toe, so mybigtoe with hyphens in between, .com. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim after 40 days, then my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall. Lift me up, lift me up. Splashing in the ocean, I'm losing control. Dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground.
But if I can't swim after 40 days, then my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall. Lift me up, whoa. Lift me up.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Tom Campbell with me. I love having Tom on the show. Tom brings, you know, this very gentle yet extraordinarily scientific background. I mean, he comes from, you know, about as scientific as you can get, yet also has the metaphysics to back it up and is sort of has all the experience with it, because that's part of science, is to actually have to be able to back it up in a way. So that's why I like having Tom. And we also come to the same place, which is everything is about love and growth. We're talking about pain today, just because I've been going through some of my own. And, you know, we ended it with, you know, pain really has a lot to do with our own perspective and our own mental and emotional attitude towards it. And also, Tom mentioned a very important part about, you know, sometimes pain needs to be there for us to actually want to make changes in our lives. Now, during the break, we talked about sometimes life is just difficult. Life is hard. It's not, you know, it's not easy for everybody. And I guess that's where we're going to start with. And that I think that might bring in more of a collective part of it, too, because we can talk about some of the different countries, obviously, that have even more difficult than, you know, say, Canada and the U.S. But, you know, where somehow they've made choices. And, you know, some people will say it's karmic. Some people will say it has to do with, I thought it was wonderful that somebody brought in the law of, it's lost me. It's gone. But it was, had to do with, duality, the law of duality. So I don't know. We can think about, you know, why somebody would choose to live in a third world country or be born in a third world country where, you know, starvation is part of their everyday life. I don't believe it has anything to do with karma in that it was some sort of punishment. But I am curious, and I'd love to hear perspectives, Tom.
Okay. Well, I'll take those kind of two things in order.
Yes.
sometimes, you know, life is tough, but that's really kind of the way it's supposed to be. Life is supposed to be challenging. We're here to learn. This is a school, and if it's a good school, then sometimes the lessons are hard. So the fact that we have difficult things to live through doesn't necessarily mean that we find pain in those things. Most of us probably know somebody who has very little, is either in poverty or close to that, just barely gets by, hand to mouth. They have lots of problems with their children, with their parents, you know, with this, with that, with other, but they're still happy. They're still very positive. They, they tend to enjoy life. They go right on, and then things happen to them, but they just kind of take it in stride and keep going on. You see, that's because they don't interpret these things that happen to them as, you know, personal. It's not pain. It doesn't get tangled up with their ego. They accept it and go on. So that life is hard is not a problem. We're not here to have a good time. We're not here to feel good. We're here to grow up and learn. And sometimes tough lessons, you know, come to us. And when they do, we just need to, you know, work through them, find the lesson in it, you know, learn the lesson and accept it. It is the way it is. Kind of generally the way life happens here or the way growth happens here is things happen, and we deal with it. That's kind of the lesson plan. So sometimes those things that happen, you know, are, you know, not pleasant things. But the point is not whether or not you're having fun or whether what happens to you is pleasant or not. The point is, how do you deal with it? If you deal with it with love, if you deal with it very positively, then you grow. You increase the quality of your consciousness. You grow up, call it spiritual growth or whatever, and that's progress. The fact that it was difficult is just, you know, neither here nor there. So that's one thing. We tend to define a lot of things as pain because of our egos, when what really we should do is just do our best to get through it, find the positive. Now, what about those places where life seems to be horrible? You know, where the lifespan is, you know, like, 15 years old or something, and a child born has one chance in, you know, six of surviving to their fifth birthday, that sort of thing. You know, people look at that and they say, well, that's horrible, that's awful, you know, that's, you know, if there was a God, that wouldn't exist, and why would anybody ever incarnate into that kind of misery and so on? Well, that kind of gets back to the same point. It's not about feeling good, it's about growing up. And if you look at those peoples, you will find that though their life is very hard, though they have lots of physical pain, if you will, hunger and health issues, they also have close relationships. They also have, you know, tender things. They're also there in support for each other. It's also a growing space. Very hard, very difficult, yes, but it's a growing space. You see, it's not about physical comfort. We look at it from the West, where we are, and we say, oh, if I lived in that kind of a situation, you know, I'd just be miserable beyond endurance. But that's because you're looking at it from a perspective of plenty. Yeah. If you were always in that, it would just be the way it is. And you wouldn't miss the, you know, not having two cars in the garage and a meal, you know, three times a day, because that would never have been your reality. So you have to look at it from the perspective of those inside of it. They do have love. They do have caring. They do have, the things that matter most in life. And the fact that they do not have a comfy physical situation is just kind of beside the point. Sometimes people, when they incarnate here, aren't ready for a long-term experience. They just like to kind of get in, get their feet wet, have some experience, and get out. That there is physical pain involved, well, that's not really what it's about, is physical pain. It's about growing up. So that's, you know, you have to take a bigger picture perspective. In the big picture perspective, death is just turning over the page to the next chapter. It's not that big a deal. And physical pain, just like physical pleasure, is also just not that big a deal. All of it is just part of our experience on the way to growing up. So we need to look at it from that way. And when we have these hard things in our life, you know, people that we love die, say, or accidents happen, you know, our house burns down, you know, things that are unpleasant happen to us. Well, you need to approach it in a way that is positive, that shows the quality and the love. You make good choices there and make it a learning experience. I mean, there was Viktor Frankl, right? A Jew captured and pulled up by the Nazis in a prison camp, and he came out the other end a better man for it. He grew. He wasn't bitter, and he didn't he didn't hate, and he wasn't terrified. He came out the other end with more value and quality than he went in. So you can take almost any experience. And few of us, I hope, will ever have an experience that was nearly as horrific as Viktor Frankl. But, you know, you can make the best of that and do something positive with it and learn from it. It's only our ego that starts singing, the, oh, woe is me, you know, and we get into that and feeling sorry for ourselves. And then the whole thing degenerates and we're miserable.
Yeah. And it's true. Like, if you get caught up in it, and I have to say there's been a few days, if you get caught up in it, you know, it just gets worse. It doesn't get better. Like, if you want to play that game, I mean, you get caught up in it, you don't, you know, you just keep getting, you know, further and further in that dark hole.
Exactly. And like I say, sometimes people end up getting so far into that dark hole that they define themselves in terms of their pain. Yeah. They define themselves in terms of their misery, in terms of all the terrible things they have to put up with. You know, that's their view of themselves and their life. And that just creates more and more and more of it. You need to let that go.
Yes, definitely. It's always great talking to you, Tom, because you make things so simple. And that's the thing, you know.
Yeah. It's so easy. Just let it go.
Yeah. That's easy. Well, there's that. But no, really, like, honestly, it is almost that easy in some ways. We're the ones that make it so difficult. It's our ego that gets involved. It's, you know, the game that we try to play, and we're the ones that are making it much more difficult than it needs to be. However, we're going to go to our next break. When we come back, we will talk more. Maybe we'll look at some of the non-physical paranormal things that we can do to assist when it comes to pain. If you have not joined us before and want more information on Tom, or haven't gone to his website yet or his YouTube site, please do. Google his name, Thomas Campbell, and or Tom Campbell, and you just, there's so much information out about Tom and how his workshops, and just, you know, he's given it all away for free, and he really has a different perspective, and as I keep saying, a very simple way of looking at everything in life from a very complicated place in that, you know, you come from a very science background and everything has been proven and everything, everything you do comes from this space. And so I encourage you to connect with Tom and look at all the stuff that he's done. He's got blogs and focus groups, and it's amazing all the information that's available to you. But we're going to go to a break. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Today we're talking with Tom Campbell, and Tom is a nuclear physicist. He definitely goes into quantum physics. He's combined it with metaphysics to to fit into the show. And Tom is with us every last Friday of the month, so you may be listening to this on Wednesday, but it will also re-air on June 29th. So Tom brings in a different perspective on physics that I have really no experience with, although the metaphysic aspect I do. We've been talking about pain today, and whether it's individual or collective, and I guess let's talk now about, I guess, the different ways paranormal, our last show we talked about metaphors, and we did talk about healing in that show, but let's talk about the different paranormal things that we can do to support healing.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing, I guess the way to start talking about healing is that there's kind of a general rule in consciousness, and that is you tend to receive what you need and what you deserve. Mm. And by what you deserve, I'm not talking so much karma here. I'm talking about, you know, what you need to help you grow.
Right.
Okay. What you deserve as far as, you know, the lessons that you deserve, let's say, the lessons that you need. So if pain is an issue for you, then you need to put yourself in that situation where you don't need or deserve it. So that kind of gets us back to, well, how do you do that? Well, you know, if you're having problems with unhappiness or pain or difficulties in your life, one thing you can do is try to find out, you know, what it's all about. You know, what's the bigger picture in this pain? And if you're a meditator or somebody who can just sit quiet and kind of let your mind let go of all the normal kind of busy things that your mind does, often you can get an answer if you just are quiet and still, and you put your mind to a focus that says, what's wrong here? You know, what's the basic problem? What am I doing wrong? And if you start out thinking, you know, how do I fix these other people? You know, that's not going to get you there. You need to start with, what am I doing wrong? You know, what should I do differently? And then just be quiet and open your mind and kind of feel and listen for what comes back. So that's one way. And if you're not a meditator and haven't gotten into that, it really doesn't matter. Just get in a quiet space and ask that question. And you may have to do it, you know, a dozen times or more. But eventually you'll start getting answers back. And those answers will begin to make sense. So that's one thing you can do about it is kind of ask for help. Now, whether that helps coming from the larger conscious system, from your oversoul, you know, from your dead ancestors or, you know, whatever else, it really doesn't matter. Don't worry about any of that. That's not important. You know, it's trying to decide who said that and, you know, and can I believe it? You know, that's not the point. The point, you'll know when you get stuff that's correct and means something to you. But find your own problem in it. Don't look for other people's problems or ways to fix other people. Look for your own lesson in it. What can you do, you know, to make it different? So that's one thing. And another thing you can do, and we talked about healing, but it's good. It works the same for pain. If you have a physical pain like frozen shoulders, you can always visualize those shoulders and then use your intent to heal them, to make the pain go away, to make them work well again and unfreeze, you know, to thaw those shoulders out so that they have, motion that, like they're supposed to without the pain. And just to visualize the problem, you can visualize a muscle and you can see that the muscle's stuck. And in your mind, you just unstick it. And if you do this, not just once, if you do it one time and say, well, it didn't work, that is, you know, you're missing really the point there. You have to do it over and over again, and you have to keep that sense of unsticking the muscle, say, in your mind, in the back of your mind. Just keep it there all the time. What I mean by that, imagine that you had something really, really important to do. Somebody was going to give you, you know, $10,000 if you showed up at a particular place at a particular time. You wouldn't forget to show up. You know, it wouldn't be, oh, darn, I forgot that. You know, well, I guess I won't get my $10,000. You'd have that all day long in the back of your mind. You'd be looking at your watch, you know, like every half hour to see, you know, what time it was. You'd be very aware of the time if you had something. Well, this is the same. You need to be very aware of the focus on unfreezing the shoulder or whatever else your physical pain is, and just keep that awareness on it for a week, 2 weeks. Just walk around with that awareness constantly there, and you will see that that will most of the time heal what's wrong with you physically. And it doesn't really matter much what it is. And the reason it works is that here we are in a consciousness system, and one of the attributes of this consciousness system is our intent modifies future probability. And by keeping that intent focused on modifying that future probability, we can reduce the probability that we will have that pain or that illness in the future. And it will work. Now, if you can get in a good point consciousness meditation state, then your focus is a little more powerful. But you don't have to. I mean, a lot of people have trouble with that. If you can just keep doing it, you know, every couple of hours, just, you know, spend 10 seconds on it. It's not going to take a lot of time. Just spend 10 seconds on it, thinking about that thing, thinking about unfreezing it, thawing it out, those muscles moving just the way they should, fixing it, whatever way you want to fix it. You can go in and do surgery, or, you know, put something on it, or light beams, or any kind of metaphor you want that helps you focus your mind. But just do it and keep it up. Make it consistent and do that for about a couple of weeks. And I'd say that probably 90% of the time you'll find that it will help immensely. It will tend to fix it. And secondly, of course, don't obsess over the pain. Oh, no. You know, now I've got this hurt shoulder. Now what am I going to do? And it makes my job hard, and I no longer can wash the car, and I have all these problems. And if you start to focus on the problem, you'll do the same thing. Your focus is now on having difficulty, on not being able to, you know, work at work, not being able to get your car washed, and so on. And that will increase the probability of the problem persisting. So we can kind of lock it in and keep the problem, or we can help get rid of it just by what we do with our mind. And anybody can do this. You don't have to be a healer. You don't have to go to someone special. You don't have to really be trained. Just everyone out there in, you know, in listener land, you can do this. Just work at it. Spend some time with it. Keep your mind focused, and you'll see it will work.
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things, I work with a couple different people, and one of them is just, you know, relaxing the muscles, because that's really what it's all about. They've gotten tense and frozen and sort of in the atrophy state or whatever, where it, you know, completely is shut. And that's the thing obviously the other aspect of it is sleeping, but because I wake up in pain versus getting relaxed. Which mm-hmm. was what I thought sleep was all about. There must be something about the fact that I like to sleep so much and can't right now. There's something. Maybe I'm sleeping too much. I don't know.
Back to the stuff happens and we'd have to deal with it.
Exactly.
Yes, and we have something to deal like positively that. With it. Yes, and if we deal positively with it, then it'll work itself out. If we deal negatively with it, you know, we get angry at it or get upset by it or we get discouraged or depressed or any of those things, then we feed it.
Yes. 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 We've done enough of that. All right. So we've been talking with Thomas Campbell. We will be going on our last break and come back, and we'll continue this conversation on pain. But if you haven't had a chance yet, I do recommend Googling Thomas Campbell, finding out all the information that's available, that Tom has made available on YouTube. And there's hours and hours of workshops and interviews, and he really comes from a place of an open heart and offering, you know, as much to assist us on this journey of growing and moving towards love. And it's just, you know, he really has a lot of the information, which is why I love having Tom on my show. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and host of Star Talk Radio. Join me every week where I have celebrity guests, experts, and comedic co-hosts, where our task is to bring the universe down to earth.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Thomas Campbell on. We will be re-airing this show because Tom is with us every last Friday of the month, so we will re-air it on June 29th. One of the things we've been talking all about this show has been about pain, and the last aspect of this that I wanted to discuss, and I've been trying to find the way of actually making it make sense, but Part of what I'm trying to understand about pain is that I think that there's a divine message or a divine purpose around it. And usually things come around kind of my soul lesson in this life, which is around abandonment. And I think a lot of people have that same soul lesson, whether we, you know, have it so personally or whether it's more in a, you know, a more global or collective perspective. But that, you know, sometimes I think that it's not so much about me, you know, getting the healing or the quick fix on abandonment. I think it's part of who I am. I think it's just a matter of me learning to see it from a different perspective, not getting attached to it, not being so stuck in it. And I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that.
Sure. That's a real good thing to talk about. Typically, it's not, you know, we have goals. Like, we may have a goal to get rid of the pain. Typically, the goal is not really what's important.
Right.
It's the journey. It's the path toward the goal. In other words, it's about growing. It's about learning that lesson. And if you focus on learning the lesson, then whether the pain actually disappears or not isn't really the key thing. It's like instead of focusing on that particular pain, focus on the lesson. What's to learn? What do I get from this? You know, how do I change myself? How do I become love? How do I let go of these ego and the fears and these things? And at that point, the pain is kind of, what should we say, whether it stays or not, it's sort of like an unintended consequence. You're working on the goal, and if you grow up and learn that lesson and let go of that fear and let go of that ego, then one of two things will happen. The pain will either just go away because you don't need it anymore, or two, it will become irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It no longer is something that you have to struggle with. It's just there. It's like a part of your life, just like having toenails. You know, it's not something you really struggle with every day. It's just the way it is. So there are those things. Sometimes we'll have pains that will last a long time. You know, like a loved one dies, you know, or something of that sort. That pain will never go away, but you don't have to keep struggling with it forever. You can learn your lesson and go on. So the actual fixing what's wrong in a sense of, you know, the symptom, that's not the point. Fixing what's wrong in terms of the cause, the fear, that's what's really important. So you have to remember that it's the journey. It's how you change, how you grow up. And if we see life that way, then when we have something that's painful, instead of, this hurts, this is awful, it's like, oh, great, an opportunity. There's something here I can learn, you know, and maybe all I'll learn is how to live with this pain gracefully, without struggling with it, without having it get tied up around my ego. So there's always an opportunity. Whatever happens to you, there's an opportunity for spiritual growth. There's an opportunity to increase the quality of your consciousness. And if you see it that way, then these things that other people define as terrible things and unfortunate and sad, they're all opportunities. And you look at them and say, oh, this looks like a challenge. You know, how am I going to, you know, what's my lesson in that? And pretty soon, you know what happens is your whole life becomes joyous and happy and positive. And it's not that nothing ever tough or hard ever happens to you. It's just the way you approach life. There is no things that are so tough and hard because you don't approach it from a way that defines it that way. Everything has a purpose, and you can appreciate that purpose and learn from it. So it's all in the attitude. So you're right. It's not really so much about how do you fix that shoulder or those shoulders. It's about fixing yourself, growing up, and let the shoulders take care of themselves. You know, and you will either learn to live with them, they will just be there, or you will, you know, it'll just go away because you don't need them anymore. And typically it just goes away because you don't need it anymore. But, you know, it's not always like that. The fact that we have these things in our life that, you know, are unpleasant, but if we meet them with the right attitude, they're not so unpleasant. They are challenges that we welcome, that we grab hold of and deal with. And it may take us a year or two or 10 to deal with them, but we need to see it as an opportunity to grow as opposed to, oh, no, you know, woe is me. So it's just a different perspective. One is kind of a life of joy and excitement, and all these neat things are always happening, and you get the opportunity to deal with them right, you know, collect your $200 when you pass go and, you know, get a few extra points on you know, growing the quality of your consciousness. And if you look at it that way, then life isn't all that hard. It's just challenging. But we like challenges. We should like challenges. I mean, that's what we're here for, to be challenged and to meet that challenge with love and grace and understanding.
Yes, because if we were more evolved, we probably wouldn't be on this planet. So we like to say this is definitely a learning school versus, But I wonder if we ever stop learning. I think it's always about growth. I often say, I know God is still growing. It's just different aspects. We're always evolving.
That's our job. That's what we do. We're here to evolve the quality of our consciousness, and we don't get to the end of that. It's just what we do. So if you don't like it, and I sometimes when I give talks and lectures and I tell people, that's what you're here for. And they say, boy, that sucks. What do you mean? I'm here to be challenged and to have, stuff, and I have to constantly be growing up. I want to get out of school and just kind of lay back, drink beer and have fun. But it's not like that. That's what we're here for. That's what we do, is that we grow. We evolve the quality of our consciousness, and it's a, we do it all day long, and then we go to sleep and have dreams and do it all night long.
Right.
It's just, that's our mission. It's our goal. No need to run away from it. That just makes it harder. If you actually embrace it and look for those lessons and learn them, then your life is really a lot of fun. No matter what happens to you, it's a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, once again, I love having Tom on the show just because he always brings things just to that nice, simple place. And that is the point. We are here to grow, and we're here to evolve our consciousness. So if you want more information, I do encourage you to find Tom on the internet and definitely take a look at his YouTube videos, because he has a wealth of knowledge that will help all of you on this fascinating journey that we've chosen. So just Google his name or go onto YouTube and actually look up Thomas Campbell. Just have some fun there, because there's a lot of information there, and it will be growing all the time, because Tom's always doing fascinating things. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We will re-air this on June 29th. Tom will be with us every last Friday of the month, so join us again. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Thank you, Tom.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much, Lori, for having me on your show.
You're welcome on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.